This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend the 16th Brazil-Russia-India-China and South Africa BRICS summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Mr. Kumar said Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Briefing reporters in New Delhi on Prime Minister's visit to Russia, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India is a founding member of BRICS and has participated in all of its activities, initiatives and engagements since its inception. Mr. Misri highlighted that India brings great value to BRICS and its contributions have played a vital role in shaping BRICS's efforts in areas such as economic growth, sustainable development and global governance reforms. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this agreement will result in resolution of tensions that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has lauded the agreement between India and China on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, the minister said that both nations have gone back to where the situation was in 2020. Dr. Jaishankar said that the disengagement process with China has been completed. He said it is a positive development and the result of patient and persevering diplomacy. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. Union Jal Shakti Ministry has announced 38 winners in 9 categories. This includes Best State, Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Water User Association and Best Civil Society. In the category of Best State, the first prize has been conferred upon Odisha, with Uttar Pradesh securing the second position and Gujarat and Puducherry jointly securing the third position. The National Water Awards focus on the good work and efforts made by individuals and the organizations across the country in attaining the government's vision of a Jal Samridh Bharat. Congress yesterday released its first list of 21 candidates for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly polls. State Minister Rameshwar Orao will contest from Lohardaga Assembly seat, while senior party leader Dr. Ajoy Kumar will fight from Jamshedpur East seat. Jharkhand Minister Dr. Irfan Ansari has been fielded from his sitting Jamtara Assembly constituency. The Congress Central Election Committee has cleared these names. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and the NCR region, Stage 2 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP Action Plan, will be invoked across the National Capital Region from 8 a.m. today. The decision was taken during the meeting of the subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas in New Delhi. The committee has urged citizens to avoid dust-generating construction activities during October to January. It has also asked to avoid the open burning of solid waste and biomass. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is expected to make landfall between Puri and Sagar Island on the intervening night of 24th and 25th of this month with a wind speed of about 120 km per hour. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the cyclonic system will be a depression by this morning and then become a cyclonic storm by Wednesday over east central Bay of Bengal. Thereafter, it will move northwestwards and reach northwest Bay of Bengal off Odisha, West Bengal coast by Thursday morning. It will continue to move northwestwards and cross North Odisha and West Bengal coasts between Puri and Sagar Island during the night of Thursday and early morning on Friday as a severe cyclonic storm. In the men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup cricket, India A defeated United Arab Emirates by 7 wickets in Al Amirat yesterday. Electing to bat first, UAE were all out for just 107 runs with 19 balls remaining. Rahul Chopra emerged as the top scorer for UAE, who made 50 of 50 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.